A gigantic winter storm system that has moved across the U.S. is now reaching the Atlantic coast after blitzing the south with tornadoes. The scattershot storms there killed three people in Louisiana. Robbie Chavez reports from New Orleans.
Just days ago, this pile of debris was a home. On Wednesday, the woman who lived there lost her life to a tornado.
The car was in front of this mobile home.
In Colonna, Louisiana, many people living in trailers still recovering from Hurricane Ida last year had their lives flipped upside down once again. They described the moment the storm struck.
The awesomeness of it, the fierceness, the force of it, just in a matter of seconds can just change your whole life.
And what they saw when they woke up today.
It looked like a bomb went off, actually.
Louisiana's governor toured the state today to see the damage.
If you're in one of those families who 10 days before Christmas, you just lost a loved one, or someone was hospitalized, or you just lost your home, then this weather event was as bad as it could get.
He said that as many as 10 to 15 different tornadoes formed in 24 hours from the hardest hit town of Colonna to New Orleans. The twisters ran parallel to highways and ripped through buildings, leaving destruction in their wake. This used to be a rare sight around New Orleans, but it's the second time this year that the city has seen cyclones.
Get inside! Get inside!
The unusual storm system that created them in the south produced an Arctic blast in the Midwest, burying towns and cities in deep snow. In Nebraska, the blizzard shut part of an interstate this week, forcing trucks off the road. From Montana to New England, the coast-to-coast storm is expected to continue sweeping the country. The severe winter weather in the Midwest will likely hit New England late tonight, bringing rain and icy roads, just in time for holiday travel. In New Orleans, for the PBS NewsHour, I'm Robbie Chavez.
Storm clouds of a different sort overtook Wall Street today. Stocks dropped sharply on fears that the Federal Reserve will keep raising interest rates to break inflation, even if it causes a recession. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 764 points to close at 33,202. That's down 2.25%. The NASDAQ fell 360 points, more than 3%, and the S&P 500 dropped 2.5%. The federal government will resume making free COVID tests available to all U.S. households. The White House announced today that each home may order up to 4 at-home tests online at no cost. That policy had been suspended for 3 months, but cases have risen sharply since Thanksgiving. So officials will now draw on the stockpile.
We knew there would be a moment later in the year when COVID cases would rise again. So we preserved the tests so we could have them on hand for exactly this moment. And if we don't get more funding, we won't be able to send more tests out to the American people.
So far, Congress has not agreed to provide new funding for free tests. Meanwhile, China's government council calmed today as infections there surge. The foreign ministry pointed to what it called institutional advantages to help the nation cope. The spike in cases has triggered long lines at COVID testing centers and fever clinics in Beijing and elsewhere. And there have been runs on various medicines. In Ukraine, government officials warned today that Russia's goal is now a long-term conflict to wear down Ukraine's forces. The war is already in its 10th month. In Kyiv today, the defense ministry said there's no sign that Moscow is deterred by its recent losses.
We and the world should not relax, because the ultimate goal of the Russian Federation is to conquer all of Ukraine. And then if they reach this goal, they will move on to other countries. The world should understand this.
In Washington today, Pentagon officials said that the U.S. military will use the winter months to expand combat training for Ukraine's troops. And back in this country, Harvard University has named its first black president. Claudine Gay is currently a dean at the school. She'll be the only black president currently leading an Ivy League school. She will also be just the second woman to hold the top post at Harvard. Still to come on the NewsHour, President Biden pledges more support and investment at a summit of African nations. two literary critics give their takes on the best of books of 2022. A new musical explores Neil Diamond's life and career, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington, and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.